What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
One, two, one, two. Testing, one, two, one, two. I am on time. Well, I'm actually 5 minutes early. But I'm here, nevertheless. So, let me just get this over with. Get this over with. Say what I got to say and go. I'm alone today. Blizz is not here with me. I'm alone. This is something that just got to be said, and I'm going to be the one to say it. I don't know. It's not about qualification. It's more about truth, and it's more about what's right. And this is something that needs to be said. So basically, we have something within us that's called the conscious community. I don't know when the title first conscious community first got adapted. I don't know when the conscious community title, when everybody just started going under that title. I think one of the first people I heard say it might have been Bobby Hemmett. Shout out for the donation. If you donate, shout out to you. Your name is going to be on the screen, but I just, you know, want to just keep with the build. If you send a Cash App, thank you. Whatever, but I just want to keep with the build. I don't really want to be distracted. So if you send a donation, I appreciate you in advance. If you send me a Cash App, I appreciate you in advance. But I just want to just keep with the build if I can, please. So I think the first time I heard it was Bobby Hemmett. Look. First time I heard it was Bobby Hemmett saying, hold on 1 second. Hold on, y'all. Okay, I'm live as soon as I finish working, okay? All right. Look, I'm working. Look. See?
That's my niece telling me she wants something to eat. So, sorry, y'all. So this is what I want to say. The first time I heard it, I believe, was Bobby Hemmett. Say conscious community. A homegirl of mine used to say conscious community. This was maybe like 2010. And I was like, conscious? What is the conscious community? Why she keep saying the whole conscious community? I'm like, what is the conscious community? What is she talking about? I don't have no idea what the conscious community is. So as I started navigating, I started seeing individuals that they considered the conscious community. And it was a bunch of teachers. A bunch of lecturers, I was like, oh, this is kind of ill. And they're giving information that, you know, through my studies and stuff that I read, because I read, you know, Dr. Ben, I read Dr. Clark, I read Ivan Van Sertima, I read books. I'm a book reader. I read Del Jones. I read, you know, different people. I'm not going to name everybody, but I read books. You know, I'm a book reader. So when I started seeing people lecture, it started taking me back to like, yo, hold on. So the only people I really saw lecture like this was, of course, the Farrakhans, the Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad, many people in the nation. But then you had Steve Coakley. You had different people that was lecturing. But then now we got these new crop of individuals that are not new. But here we go with Bobby Hemmett. We got Reverend Phil Valentine. We got Delbert Blair. We got different people. So now I'm starting to hear and see stuff that I never heard before. Like, well, wow, this mind-blowing. And of course, you know, whether we like it or not, Dr. York. The Dr. York scrolls was very, very instrumental in the 90s, especially 90s hip-hop. Dr. York scrolls was very, very instrumental. So we was passing the scrolls around in the hood. So we was hearing stuff, but now we starting to see people lecture. We starting to see them back on the corners again. We starting to see people out there. So we like, yo, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like it's getting back to where if you know, the knowledge is being spread. The people are awakening again. Like, you know, we starting to get literature again. We starting to get little pamphlets again. And we starting to get people that standing in front that are not big name people, but they could pack a hole. They could get about 50, 60 people in there and they could build, they could give a lecture, you know? And it was like, yo, it was getting dope. You know what I'm saying? It was getting dope. And then we started having more people come in and being introduced. And it was like, yo, this is really something. So we went from that to the YouTube era, because it was DVD. I'm not naming everybody, but it's way more, you know, Ashwa crazy. We could, like I said, we could go into people who was really, really putting it down, taking trips to the continent, coming back, and, you know, artifacts. You know, Professor James Small. It's so many people. So I'm not gonna name everybody, but it was a lot of people putting it down and doing stuff for our people. Leonard Jeff, you know, Professor Leonard Jeffries. You know, like I said, it's a lot of people. So then you had a younger crop that was their students or people who walked, who sat at their feet, that were coming in and taking some of the stuff that they said and lecturing and stuff. And it's just really getting real, real dope. You know what I'm saying? It was getting real, real dope. King Simon was throwing a lot of events. House of Consciousness was throwing a lot of events. A.A. Rashid was throwing events. True Master, that y'all know from the Wu-Tang Clan, was straight up and down throwing lectures and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of people, so I don't want to leave anybody out. And then it became... when it hit YouTube, it was dope because now I could watch this. Now I started seeing new people. I got introduced to this guy named Sarah Sutansetti. And I was like, yo, dude is ill. You know what I'm saying? I of course, the pills, you know what I'm saying? And then it was just so many people just coming building. And then it was just like, yo, hold on. Nah, we got like information overload. Because I've been knew about the Hebrews from Yahweh Ben Yahweh because they had a B-Cat show. You know what I'm saying? So I knew about the Hebrews, but then I didn't know that it was camps. I didn't know it was all this. So then I started seeing ISUPK. I started seeing Brother Shaw and what's his name? Zabak, I believe. He used to always be in Times Square bombing. So it was just so many different schools of thought that I didn't have to subscribe to anybody. I was just extract information from everybody because everybody was dropping it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was dropping it. So I was like, yo, hold on. So if I take a little bit of this, take a little bit of that, put this in right here, of course, Professor Griff, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I don't want to start really naming names because then I'm going to start forgetting people. But, you know, it was a lot of people. Then we started seeing young men, then we seen young Pharaoh come. And then we seen, little brother Marcus. And then we just started seeing, and then later on, we started seeing like Brother Polite and different people. So it was like, yo, hold up. Ali Muhammad's like, yo, we lit as a people. We lit because we got all this information. Then we seen Umar Johnson. And so it's like, yo, now we lit because we got Irritated Genie. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, we lit because look at all the information we got. We cannot lose. We cannot lose. We got all this information about religion, dealing with religion, dealing with people, what people believe is their, not a religion, what people believe is their birthright. You know, it's just different things. So I'm like, yo, we lit. We lit because the information was getting out there. You started seeing people taking, you know, giving the mother folks their stuff back and start becoming a little bit more into what is ours. Whether it was from this part, whether it was from that part, or whether it's from that part, it still was ours. And they started taking it. So it was like, yo, this is dope. You know what I'm saying? So what changed everything to me, in my opinion, is when it turned into when the debates started. The debates was healthy in the beginning, but if you go back to Dr. Clark and you go back to Dr. Ben, they used to debate the enemies and debate them and tell them, even Dr. Khalid Muhammad, Malcolm X, they used to debate the enemies. They used to be like, yo, nah, this is ours and y'all this, that, and the third. They used to debate them, and I thought that was dope. I feel like once we started debating one another, that's when the problem came. Now, the information should always be challenged. The information should always be debated, right? I don't have an issue with that. I never had an issue with people debating. I never had an issue with people saying, who has the plan for our people moving forward? So So I remember seeing a dope debate between Brother Polite and Malik Zulu Shabazz. I was like, yo, that's just dope. I remember just seeing different debates because I was into it. The debates changed when it started being disrespectful. When it went from scholarship, when it went from debate and scholarship, when it started getting personal, when it started debating personalship, when it started saying, when people started digging in each other's past and saying, you did this and you did that. And then it was like, yo, hold on, but what that got to do with what y'all talking about? That don't got nothing to do with the topic. What that got to do with the topic? So now you done sat in front of 100,000 people on YouTube. You done sat in a hall of people. And you disrespected my God. You disrespected my way of life. You disrespected my family. You disrespected my upbringing. You disrespected everything that I stand for as a man or a woman, that my babies stand for, that my heritage. You disrespected that. You talk bad about that. You done called a lot of people in my way of life limp wrist. You know you done just shattered everything that got to do with my way of life. But sometimes it had nothing to do with what the debate topic was. You just made it personal. You made it personal. And for the entertainment value of it, we liked it. It was battle rap. It was battle rap with knowledge. We liked it. And then comes the Amon-Ra squad. Then comes the Dagger squad. Then comes different squads and different crews. So it's like, yo, they coming. They got this information. It was getting nice. But then we started finding out things about people that had nothing to do with the information. We started finding out personal things. We started finding out, well, he used to smoke crack. He is a woman beater. He sold coke. He was in jail. He's a scammer. He's that. It had nothing to do with information no more. It had everything to do with personal now. So now what you see now, at this moment, August 29th, 2021, it's a lot of personal vendettas is being settled right before our eyes. Because everybody's scurrying. Everybody like, yo, I don't know no Brother Polite. Everybody's saying that. But to a certain extent, we took his information in. He's an excellent orator. He speaks well. But even if you listen sometimes, you might be like,
what the fuck you talking about?
You might do that every now and again. But it got so big that dudes started making it on the Breakfast Club. It got so big that dudes started being on different platforms. And dudes started getting these followings. And almost cult-like followings that people will be ready to fight you if you disagree with this person's way of life or ideology or his doctrine. People disrespecting you in the comments, all types of stuff. So where we at today? It's a big separation. And this is what I have to say. I always said, let me be real with y'all. I got knowledge of self, but when it comes to consciousness, the way they do it, I don't do it like that. Because I don't have a particular doctrine that I follow. I follow truth. It's truth in everything. A broken clock that don't tick is right twice a day. So, you know, you got to take what you could take. You got to extract what you could extract from it and use it for you. Right? So where we at today? We're in a situation now where
people who are from the outside, who never step foot in a lecture, who don't even know who, might not even know who Dr. Clark is, might not even know who Dr. Ben is, might not know who Tony Browder, none of these people are. You know, Barashango, they might not even know who none of these people are. You know what I'm saying? They get to critique a whole community based off the actions of a few. And I don't think that's fair, but I understand it, though. Because when you put yourself in the forefront as the leader, unofficial leader, or you're looked at as the leader, you have to lead. It's a code of conduct that you should always have. You should always carry yourself in a certain way because all eyes is on you. When everything goes up, everybody going to point the finger at you. Everybody going to blame you. And if you're not ready to take that blame, and if you're not ready to stand as a leader and take all the criticism without folding, then you're not fit to lead. You're not fit to be in the forefront. You're not fit to speak for a bunch of people because you always have to. Look at the minister. Look at Malcolm. Look at the minister. Look at all of our people who prior to what we going through, we ain't going through no criticism in comparison what they went through. These men done got death threats. They done got shot at. They done got dogs sicked on them. They got put all types of stuff done to them. And they still sit there like this. Strong. Proud. Never folded in front of the people. Never folded. Knowing that when they walk outside, because it ain't no YouTube shit. Ain't no YouTube. Ain't no getting behind a computer and calling people bitches and calling people out their name and you don't go outside. These men was going from state to state, traveling, going all over the world, all over the world, knowing that any given time they can get their head blown off and still went out there and fought for our people. Many of them died broke, flat broke. Wasn't no money in it. It's only information. It's only trying to get the people to wake up. But now look where we at. Look where we at today. Look where we at today. I don't blame nobody. I blame everybody. Know why? Because we entertain certain things that we shouldn't entertain. There's certain things that we should have put a stop to a long time ago. Like, yo, enough is enough. Because at the end, when it all implodes, when they say the conscious community is full of clowns, scammers, liars, thieves, kid touches, this, that, and the third, you going to say you a part of it? You going to distance yourself from it, right? You're going to be like, oh, no, I ain't with that. I ain't down with that. But at one point, everybody was proud to say, I'm a part of that. I go to those lectures. I buy their stuff. I buy their books. I buy their merch. I buy their, I buy all that. But now look, everybody like, yo, look, nah, keep me away from that. So what we have now, BLM wasn't for us. BLM is not for us. What do we have? What do we have if everything that we have that represents us on all fronts? We got Hebrews, we got Moors, we got Muslims, we got FOI, we got NOI, we got Kemetic Brothers, we got everybody, every walk of life is a part of this. Every walk of life is a part of this. And again, you get to pick and choose who you want to rock with. You get to pick and choose who doctrine you like. It might be something that a Hebrew brother say that you like, yo, that's ill. I'm still not going to join no camp but be a Hebrew, but that was ill. I rock with that. Respect. What do we have now? What do we have now? We have nothing. Because everybody is going to be like this.
I'm out of this bitch. I don't know no brother polite.
But being videos with him. Been around him. Pictures. And even if that man is completely innocent and getting exonerated, the stain from certain accusations never leave. To where now we're at a point where everybody's airing out dirty laundry now. Everybody is on some.
This shit bigger than Nino Brown. If I go down, I'm taking everybody with me.
That's where we at right now. And we all sitting back like, what the fuck is going on? What happened? What happened? Just a few months ago, everybody is talking about George Floyd and what's happening and the till we ain't got shit. We don't have, it's over. They are, and then it's not even, and this is the thing, right? Because this is what I'm saying. Everybody's conscious, but do sleep shit, right? This is the illest thing, but people don't understand. You have The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Everybody think they know The Art of War. Everybody think know the Art of Seduction. And everybody love these books that teach you treachery and all this shit. This is what people love, right? But you have The Art of War, but you have to read Mastering the Art of War. Just like when you read Carter G. Woodson, The Miseducation of the Negro, you got to read The Education of the Negro. It's more than one book. It's more than one thing. It's books. It's books. So now, I'm going to predict something. Watch the prediction. Watch the prediction. Because I hate to tell y'all, I be calling shit way before it happened. What's going to happen? The enemy of us all is going to push somebody to the forefront. And they're going to be on the take. They're going to be talking some real bozo shit. But they're going to be like, this is who y'all need to listen to. This is y'all leader. Because that's all they do. That's what they've been doing for years. This is y'all leader. And they're going to be all inclusive. They're not going to have no fight in them. They're not going to have anything that's liberating. It's going to be kumbaya. We all need to get along. And they're going to be on every TV station. They're going to be on every radio station. They're going to be on everything. They're going to push him to the forefront or her to the forefront. And everything that you thought you knew, and everything that you read, and everything that you studied, they're going to have you questioning it. Because what happens is, if the lessons, the lost found Muslim lessons that was written in the 1930s, got so many brothers that getting off drugs and living upright, whether you agree with it or not, whether you think historically something is wrong, you want to take that away. You want to get rid of that. You want to say, oh, that's not right. Get rid of that. And replace it with what? And that's only one thing. I'm not talking about, you know, that in particular. But you want to take that away. You want to say, that's not actual facts, blah, 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 blah. Take it away and replace it with what? What program do you have to get people off of drugs? What program do you have to get people out of prison? What program do you have to stop men from... What program do you have? Because this is the whole thing. We want to take away stuff. But what are we giving back in return? Because when you remove something, you have to replace it. If they pull your tooth, they pull your tooth, right? Do you know your teeth shift to cover that hole? Your teeth move. One tooth could come out and your whole, all your teeth will shift. And you'd be like, damn, my teeth used to be straight. Because you got a tooth pull.
trying to cover that gap. That's science. That's just life. But now here we are. We want to take away everything from everybody. We want everybody to do what? To do what? To do what? And this is where we at right now. So now, you got an uncle on your own. You got the eye. You like, yo, hold up. Should I get this shit covered? Should I change my name? Dudes is looking crazy right now. Dudes is looking crazy to where an outsider could just critique the whole thing and just make the whole thing implode. And instead of thinking, hold on. Now, this is a bigger, sinister plan. Now, what we need to do, and this is the shit that a lot of men cannot do.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Because the more you talk, you in quicksand. You're giving more ammo. Be quiet. Go underground. Sometimes you have to just chill and just, you know, when you go into battle, right? And when you go into battle, sometimes you look around like, hold on, I ain't going to just get up there and shoot. I'm trying to see where they firing is coming from. Oh, all right. They're firing from over there. All right. I ain't going to let them know I'm here. I'm going to move in stealth and move over there and I'm going to flank them. Yo, you have to be quiet sometimes. Sometimes you have to just chill. When the enemy get into shit, then no comment. I ain't got nothing to say. No comment. Trying to figure it out. Us? You jump right on the camera. Let me tell you how. And it's like, oh, man. You ain't making this shit no better. Shut up. You're not making it no better. I told y'all before, when you point a finger, right? Point this finger. You see that? 1, 2, 3 is pointing right back at you. So no matter how you try to expose somebody, you expose yourself. It's almost equivalent to you having a finger. And pardon my, you know, my vulgarity really quick. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't really talk like this. But it's almost like you being in a relationship with a female. 5 years, 2 years, 6 months. And then you be like, yo, her box used to stink. And it's like, word? Why are you telling me that after y'all broke up? So you used to hit it still though with her stink box? What does that say about you? You can't say her box stink if you was eating it and beating it. You nasty too. What am I supposed to do with that information? You look like an ass now. You look like an ass. Sometimes you just gotta get quiet. Get quiet. Don't say nothing. See what's going on. Judge the landscape. A lot of times y'all want me and Blizz to go live every day. I could go live every day. I could give you gibberish every day. I could say anything every day. But sometimes I'm seeing what's out there. Because one thing you're not going to make me and one thing people not going to make me is a talking head and talking because I feel like I have to. Or I'm not going to get donations or I'm going to lose views. No, I don't talk. I talk because I want to. I don't talk because I have to. I talk because I want to. Not because I have to. So a lot of times people talking because they have to. This shit has made dudes rich. This shit has made dudes impoverished. Because when you used to getting a certain amount of money, you up your lifestyle, you say, well, I'm going to go get a bigger apartment. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. But hey, them views get cut. Them views get cut. You're in trouble. How do I get my views up? Let me diss somebody. Let me go at somebody. Let me disrespect somebody. That's always going to get me views. But you can't. I have never sat with somebody. I've never sat with a man or a woman in my life and then talk bad about them after that. What does that say about me? When I was on Drink Champs, they brought up Jordan Tower. I don't rock with him, but I ain't going to disrespect him because he kind of brought me in the game. So to a certain extent, yeah, I'm not fucking with him. But I have to respect him for what he did for me. So I'm not going to disrespect him, because if it wasn't for him, I might not be sitting here to a certain extent. These dudes sit around each other, disrespect the shit out of each other, talk about each other's wives, mothers, children. And then the next thing you know, yeah, I went in on you. Huh? No. Let me explain something to you. Once you start using certain terminology, once I'm a bitch, once you say something about my mother, my kids I don't got and all that, you got to get punched in your mouth. And then we could be cool. Before then, nah, we not sitting together smiling and kikiing. And we talked it out. Because that's not what the streets is about. And everybody claiming they street. Everybody claiming, yeah, because I'm from this and I did this. So when did y'all start acting like this? When did y'all think you could disrespect somebody's mother and interview people wives and interview people exes and all types of shit like that and disrespect people and call men bitches and think we gonna laugh and kiki? Do you in the street world, do you see somebody across the street and be like, yo, you a bitch? And he come across the street and give you a five and laugh and say, yo, you crazy? Do they do that? Does that happen? I'm just saying, in the real world, forget this virtual shit. In the real world, ladies, if your homegirl call you and say, you're a real bitch, you going to ask her what you're doing later? Come braid my hair? What are we doing? This is where we at. So for the fact that nobody got their jaw broke for being disrespectful, the disrespect just keeps going. Just keep going. So now when they see everybody disrespecting each other, again, you're going to have an outsider that say, hey, they kick each other in the ass. I might as well kick their ass too. This is where we at. I have never in my life, in my entire life, had any man stand in my face, call me a bitch, be disrespectful, none of it, because I don't walk around with that energy first and foremost. All arguments lead to a fight, just where I'm from. So if this is not going to be respectful, I ain't even doing it. I'm not even doing it. Even when people have said shit about me, you've never seen me get on here and call people out their name and you are this and you are that. I'm not doing that. You know why? Because at the end of the day, if I fucked with you, it's kind of hard for me not to fuck with you. Even when you disrespect me, I'm going to be like, yo, man, that shit ain't that serious. It ain't that serious. You don't agree with my shades. You don't agree with my speech. You just might not like light-skinned people. Whatever. But it ain't that serious. I don't have to want to fight you. I know who the fuck my enemy is, and it ain't you. You're not that important to be my enemy. You're not. And people take pride in thinking they're your enemy. And then when you knock somebody off their feet, they be like, yo, why you did that? Yo, he was mad skinny. Or yo, he was old. Or yo, he was young. Or you make excuses. You make excuses for people getting their ass whipped, but you let the disrespect slide. So when you see a man or a woman disrespecting somebody, everybody's supposed to say to them, nah, you bugging. Have your disagreement. Be angry at them. But once you say certain shit, ain't no coming back from that now, though. Ain't no, I'm not going to shake your hand when I see you.
I'm not going to be like, yo, what's up? We need to talk. No, you said everything you needed to fucking say. You got off your chest what you needed to get off your chest. That's something that you was holding in. That's something you was holding in. Because there's no way I go from your man to a bitch. Period. And you wrong? And you wrong? Wrong and strong? So I ain't a bitch no more? What type of man call himself Doggy Diamond? My name is worth money. Doggy Diamond CV LLC. What? What? Done been on national TV with that name. What? This what we doing. This where we at. And I could eat that. I could eat that. I don't care about that. Because at the end of it all, that shit don't stop me. It don't stop nothing I'm doing. But look where we at now. Look where we at today. Look where we at today. The whole shit is imploding. The whole shit is imploding. Everything. To where everything that we looked at, everything that we thought we knew, we second guessing everybody right now. We looking at everybody right now like, yo, hold on, I don't know about him because he used to be with him. And they said he this and he was this and you knew he was doing this. All of this is happening right now. All of this is happening right now. And for what? So the elders who put it in, the elders who really read, who really studied, who really traveled, who really went across the world. Who went across the world gathering information, who put in a 10,000 hours. Who put in a 10,000 hours. What about them? What about them? Fuck them? Fuck Dr. Clark? Fuck Dr. Ben. Fuck them. Fuck Delbert Blair. Fuck them. Fuck all of them. Fuck them. Everything that they was trying to teach us, everything that they was trying to show us, it don't matter now. Because niggas niggered. And one thing about niggas, niggas going nigga. And then we're seeing dudes implode to where we're not even sure if some of these dudes is even sane anymore. Right or wrong. We don't even know if some of... We're seeing real erratic, strange behavior from some people. We are seeing behavior from people that we're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm confused. Did you just say that? Did you just do that? This is what we're seeing now. This is what we're seeing now. And again, I tell every black man, woman, children that I could come in contact with, what you need to do. You have anything plaguing you mentally, go get help. This shit ain't the place for it. This ain't the place to be emotional. This ain't the place to get on. Because once you push shit in the universe, you can't take it back. Can't call me a bitch and say sorry. I don't give a fuck who you are. You can't. Because you think I'm a bitch. Can't call me a bitch and say sorry. I don't rock like these other niggas. I'm not sitting with you. I'm not taking a shot of wheatgrass with you after you call me a bitch. I'm not eating that green-ass popcorn or drinking sea moss with you after you call me a bitch. We don't do that. That's not where we from. That's not where we from. Because if you really from the street, then you know. Then you know. So I don't have to collide with you, just stay the fuck away from you. You say how you feel about me. You was wrong. You was wrong. supposed to go on a fucking apology tour. Straight up. But this is what the fuck niggas do. They disrespect each other. They say all this crazy shit to each other. And then they be chilling. Then there's my brother and all this shit. Now you ain't my fucking brother because my brother wouldn't call me no bitch. My brother would never disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? My brother would never disrespect me. And anytime I've ever been around in any of these circuits, any of these lectures, any of these places, ain't not one of them ever came to me talking to me spicy or loud or anything like that. First of all, I don't walk around with that energy, but I exude a certain manhood that we don't talk to each other like that. That shit is only on these cameras. Only on these cameras. But now look, we ain't got shit. Now when you want to go and get some information, where you going? Where you going? Where you going now? Because they're making you believe, or you're starting to feel like, you can't trust anybody within this circuit now because what you didn't know about somebody, they're telling you something about somebody that you're like, oh, shit. You did what? Oh, nah, not you too. You ever watch Scooby-Doo? For the people that's 35 and older, you watch Scooby-Doo? Scooby-Doo always starts with they're going around in the mystery machine. Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, Velma, Daphne, and Fred, I believe his name is. They're going around in the mystery machine, and then they stumble into different towns. Different places. And there's ghosts there. Or so we believe is ghosts. And the butler, the policeman, or the owner of the land is always telling people that there's ghosts. Everybody should leave. So as the show goes on, in the end, they catch the ghosts, or what they think is the ghosts. And when they pull the mask off the ghosts, the ghost is the butler, the person that was telling you that everybody was the ghosts. It was them the whole fucking time. Again. When your house is glass, you shouldn't play with rocks. When your house is glass, you shouldn't play with rocks. And you know what? To a certain extent, we all live in glass houses because we all got some shit with us, about us, that might be embarrassing if everybody knew. You might still piss in the bed and confide it in somebody that you piss in the bed. But we're in a circuit where I ain't the one pissing in the bed. What's sacred anymore? Who could you confide in anymore? Who could you talk to anymore? Who could you talk to that's not going to tape you? Who could you text without saying I got the text? Who could you email without them saying I got the email? That's why we're fucking crazy, because we don't got nobody to talk to. The minute you talk to somebody, they can't wait to expose you. You send me a titty picture, I get mad at you. Everybody sees your titty picture, because that's my form of revenge. I send you a picture of my Johnson. My Johnson is out there now. That's why we're crazy. Because we feel stuck. We can't talk to nobody. We can't trust nobody. Now, when you got a bunch of people who claim to have knowledge of self and all this motherfucking doctrine and all this shit, and you can't trust none of them, well, who the fuck, if you can't trust the smart people, you're in trouble. If you can't trust the people who's supposed to know better, where do you go? Because the minute they get mad at each other,
What do they do? Listen, y'all, I got secrets about people. That's going to my grave. That's going to my grave. I won't give a fuck how mad I get at them. It will never, ever leave my mouth. Ever. Ever. That's not payback. That's bitch shit. That's saying, yo.
All right, the police caught us. Come out the closet. The cops is here, and they arrested me. Y'all might as well come out the closet, because they know y'all in there. Yo, y'all on the roof? Y'all on the roof? The cops is down here. They got me locked up. But y'all might as well come down off that roof behind that shed, because they got us.
It's what we seeing happen now. Now everybody just telling everything about, what about the time fool tried to choke me in smoke backyard? This is what we doing now. When everybody should just got quiet. Just be quiet. Change the subject. The only time you start talking a lot when that guilt hits you. When that guilt hits you, you start trying to. You know what the saying is, right? You trying to convince me or convince yourself? Truth don't need validating. I'm not going on no 10-day tangent about nothing. I'm not doing 80 videos about nobody, nothing. Nobody live in my brain like that. Nobody live in my heart, my chest. You see niggas talk shit about me. I don't even address these lame ass niggas. Why? Because when that running happened, okay, this is where we at with it. What we on YouTube for? What we talking about on YouTube? What we talking about? What we talking about on YouTube? And regardless to what, I'm going to keep it real with you. My enemy is still my enemy. So if I do got dirt on you or something that I could expose. Because see, let me tell y'all what happens, right? When you get into an issue with somebody, their enemies come out. And my enemy's enemy is my friend. So now people start sending you shit and sending you intel and telling you shit about people. Nah, I ain't got no time for that. I got no time for that. Well, I'm exposing somebody. What am I exposing? What am I really exposing? I don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying? That shit is little kid shit to me. That's just not mature shit to me. That's just not no man shit. When we out in the world, when we outside, where it counts, where men, you know, where I can smell your breath, that's where it all count. This shit never gonna count. This shit never gonna count. This is always gonna be what people think. And you talk crazy to me, I block you. I'm not arguing with niggas I don't know. What I'm arguing for? Oh, you scared of such and such. Yeah, I'm shaking. Ooh. My niggas know I ain't scared of shit. I ain't scared of nobody or nothing. It's just the reality. I'm not running from nobody. Well, I run from the police. They're going to have to earn this shit. But anybody else, I'm not running. Never around. I don't care if it's 10 of y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at with it. But why am I running from my people over some YouTube shit? Why do you disrespect men and women and don't think somebody ain't going to fracture your shit when they see you? Why do you do that? Why do you do that? I don't sleep on nobody. If you let me in my little fantasy, I whip everybody's ass. But that's not reality. Somebody might catch me off guard and catch me with a clean one. Shit happens.
Shit happens. But what I'm not going to do is call anybody out their name to incite them, because the ego makes you feel like you got to defend yourself. The trolls, the people, everybody hitting you. I had this fucking bitch, and I use that word. I like that word when it comes to her. Who found me on Instagram to tell me about what somebody said about me and ain't even following me. And ask everybody what I always say. What am I supposed to do with this information? What am I supposed to do with this information? You think I'm fucking stupid? You think that I live under a rock? You don't think I hear and see shit? You think you had to find me, search my name on Instagram to tell me what somebody said about me, and you don't even follow me? You don't even fuck with me like that. What do you want? What are you looking for? So I'm supposed to just go because your DM found me and told me what somebody said about me. Oh, word? That's my word? So I'm supposed to get on here, nostrils flaring, take my glasses off, slam them on the floor for y'all, and say, yeah, watch what I catch him. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to shoot him. I still look like an asshole. You still look stupid. You know that, right? Niggas be rolling the camera. That's my word. I'm like, damn, this nigga's Hulk Hogan. This nigga's The Rock. This is some Stone Cold Steve Austin shit. Entertaining nonetheless. Bravo, bravo, bro. But you ain't gonna do shit. You don't be nowhere. You ain't gonna be nowhere. And when you see people, we need to talk. We do? Well, for the moment, I'm gonna be Italian because I'm gonna talk with my hands. You can't, nobody could incite a reaction out of me. A fucking bee'll sting me and I'll pluck it. I ain't gonna be, a bee. Come on, man. We men. That's like saying, it's a bee in here or a mosquito. What type of fucking man are you? You think somebody on the internet is gonna raise my blood pressure and stress me out? I'd be thinking this shit is funny. So I'd be like, okay. Let me write that down. I just want the exact quote. That's it. Other than that, in one ear, out the other. But let me get the exact quote. Because I want to reiterate to you what you said. And I want to see if you're going to stand on that. No, you're not. I know you're not. None of y'all. I know y'all not. But this is the games. But you let people trick you into thinking you gotta be fiery and I gotta do this and I'm defending myself. The fuck is wrong with you? You don't have to defend yourself against words. You really don't have to. Right now, we all have somebody that we know in our life that we really, really need to go blow their fucking head off. I'm not telling nobody to do nothing. But all of us right now have somebody who has done something to us in our life, past, present, yesterday, tomorrow, whatever, that we should just straight up and down, pow. And we let it slide. That person is walking around. I don't give a fuck if a nigga took your milk in third grade and pushed you on the floor and pissed on you, you still might be traumatized by that. And you might say, that nigga took my milk and pissed on me and pushed me on the floor. We all have somebody that we should go see right now. Right now. But we let it slide. You can't move the goalposts. You can't pick and choose what you're going to let slide and what you're going to fight. That's why I don't let people, I be like, all right, man, all right. That's my favorite shit, all right. Remember you said that. Remember you said that. Yo, and if somebody don't like me, that don't bother me neither. I'm not always a likable person. Everybody is not meant to be liked. Some of us personalities just don't mix. Some of us are just not, we don't mesh well. That doesn't make you my enemy, but you're not my friend either. And that's fine. We don't have to have beef. We don't have to be disrespectful. It's just some people, when they come in the room, y'all, I'm out of here. Y'all, where you going? Nah, I'm good. I'm out. Yo, why he bounce? Just some people, when they walk in the room, yo, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm out. Oh, word, they pulled up? Yeah, I'm out. You ever be, go around the way, hop out the whip, and then that one dude come over, and he give everybody that but you? Because y'all don't like each other. But see, I ain't shaking your hand. See, this is what I'm saying. Real hood shit. You might look at somebody and be like, all right, but you ain't touching my hand. Matter of fact, I don't shake hands. I might give a dude a black fist. I don't shake hands. I just don't. I don't like people touching me, period. I don't like nobody touching me. Don't fucking touch me. Some people just got bad. First of all, some people stink. Stink physically, you know, stink. Some people have stink energy. Some people have stink aura. And some people just, their spirit, just don't touch me. I don't do no fake shit. Don't touch me. I don't even hug women. It's just the truth. Everybody know me. Know I don't hug. I should only be hugging my significant other. Being that I ain't got one right now, I ain't hugging nobody. All that, where's my hug? And, we not hugging. Because hugging women feel good. That's the only reason, though. Hugging women feels, you know, especially if they're, let's just say top heavy. It feels good. But don't touch me. So there's no way that I'm going to go out in the street and be fucking with these dudes and give them that. After you done talked about my mother, after you done disrespect all types of shit. This, what the fuck are you touching me for? I'm going to touch you, all right? And then another thing, listen, some of these smart dudes, I ain't going to say all of them, some of these smart dudes don't wear deodorant, but they do wear
I Want to Be Alone cologne.
And I don't want none of that on me neither. It's too hot. Your cologne is reeking. So you know how they try to say it's aluminum and metals in the deodorant and all that? What? Like, you better get some of the metals up on you. Because
you stink.
There's nothing wrong with hugs. I just don't feel like, I just don't think I should be hugging women. If I'm not dating you, I'm not hugging you. That's just my thing. I've always been like that. You guys, any of my female friends, we don't hug. Yo, what up? Alright. But back to that. Some of these dudes don't wear deodorant. Like, I don't want to be alone cologne. And they think they're natural and shit. And it's like, yeah, you natural, right. I'm not paranoid or nothing. I don't walk around scared. And smoke them, I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're a male or a female, but you said I always give you a hug when I see you. So I know you was a motherfucking lie. And you better not be no dude saying that I hugged you. Because then I'm going to get you up out of here, for one. For two, if you a female, I don't hug you. So you lying. I don't know if you a male or female. And if I hugged you, smoke them, and you are a female,
I beat before.
That's the only time I hug you. This is the truth. So don't be lying on me on my platform. If I hugged you before, we had some moments. You a female, but I don't know you. Tell me your real name, because I know I don't hug. I know I don't hug you. I don't hug. The metals is rusty and yo. But they got natural deodorant you can wear. I wear natural deodorant. You know what I'm saying? I wear natural deodorant with no metals and all that shit. You can't just be walking around smelling like Skid Row and shit. What the fuck is going on? Talking about there. Because first and foremost, right? Your nose is attached to your body. My nose is not attached to your body. If you smell, you don't smell you. You don't smell you. That's just common ass sense. You don't smell you. You smell wrong. It's like when you go in somebody's house, right? Depending on how their house smell is how long you're going to stay. If you smell cat box, if Rover come in the middle of the living room and lick his balls while you sitting there, it's like, yo, hey, yo, your dog just gave itself brain. I'm out. It's certain shit that you just, yo, I'm out. Me being that all got a home to go to, I don't have to stay in nobody's house. If I smell cat box, if I smell Pamper, if I smell the wanna be alone cologne, if the dog sit in the living room and lick his balls and then come over to you, wag his tail and try to lick you, yo, I'm out. I'm out. I gotta go. This crib don't smell right. Y'all need some plug-ins. Y'all need to plug out. Y'all need to open some windows. I need to do something in here. And burning incense don't count. But people be trying to burn incense and shit. So now it smells like shitty blue now. Now it smells like Egyptian musk shit. That's what's happening here. You have to clean up. You have to mop your floor. You have to wash your sheets. But yo, it's like 1,200 people in here. I only got 600 likes. I don't really like that because y'all get my likes up. Thank you. If you like anything I say, if you respect me in any way, just hit the like button. I'll put the Cash App up. If you decide you want to smoke them. All right, smoke them. Send me a DM. Let me know who you are. And if you are who I think you are, or I don't think you are, then I will come back on the show and be like, nah, I really do give her hugs. But I know I don't hug you. I don't like animals. Let's keep it real. I don't want no animals in my house. I don't want no fucking fish. I don't want nothing. I don't like no animals. I don't like no cat. I don't like nobody who I gotta fucking feed that's not human. Straight up and down. I don't like no fucking animals. They don't belong in your house. Straight up. I'm getting a text. You know what I'm saying? I don't like animals. Why you keep asking me how many miles I walked this month? You know what?
That ain't none of your fucking business.
Thank you. I like to smell people's natural pheromones. Ain't that some shit? What the fuck is people's natural pheromones? See, when it's almost time to go. It's almost time to go. When we start talking about natural pheromones and shit, it's starting to get a little spooky. Yo, let me say something else too. That I don't like. What I don't like is there's words that people are called to that are very derogatory. And you know, like when you get called a hoe tepper and shit like that, that's not cool. You should be offended. You shouldn't call nobody a hoe tepper, because why take one of our ancient ancestral greetings and make it something derogatory? So I don't like the whole Tepper shit. I don't like whole. I think that shit is corny. Some of y'all do be going a little too hard, though. Now calm the fuck down, Sarah. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't. Listen, let me explain something to you. Don't be all on this with your name is shit. And then when you be at work, they disrespect your name. Everybody call me doggy. Everybody. Ain't nobody going to be calling me my government unless I want them to. But ain't no, if your name is Sarah or fucking Yolanda, then you want to get on here and be all this crazy shit and just doing this weird shit and trying to get people to fucking buy into your weird shit. And then you go to work and they be like, Sarah, and you be like, yes, nah, that shit is corny. Be who the fuck you are at all times. Don't come on the internet or Facebook and be all fucking, you know, black powery and shit. But then you go to work and you sitting there, motherfucking Bob is kicking you in your ass all day. And Bob is making you do all types of shit. And then you want to come on the internet and break our balls because Bob be kicking you in your ass. Nah, I don't like that shit neither. Cut that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Your name is what it is. Whatever you decide to call yourself, fine. Cool. Don't get on here with these fucking alter egos and act like you know every fucking thing. One time I was eating ice cream, right? And the dude said, y'all hope that's vegan ice cream. Do I look like a nigga who eat vegan ice cream? Let me just be honest. You think I'm gonna go to Cold Stone, my favorite place, and say, yo, y'all got vegan ice cream? Oh, I can't eat here. The fuck are you to tell me what to eat? I just don't do that. I hope that's vegan ice cream. Vegan ice cream? They don't sell that shit in Cold Stone. I like Cold Stone. I love my chocolate devotion. It's called Chocolate Devotion. I like it. It got chocolate chips. It got brownies. It got chocolate fudge and chocolate ice cream. And I eat the shit out of that. I fucking eat that shit right in your face. And if you say that shit to me, I take a few spoons of it and then mash the rest in your fucking face. All right? Now, I feel y'all on your coconut milk. I feel you on your almond milk, your cashew milk. But the last time I checked, an almond, a cashew, and a coconut ain't had no titties. So that's not milk. So miss me with that shit. Now, if that's what you eat, fine. Bravo. But the last time I checked, I ain't never seen no almond with no titty. Milk comes from titties. And then y'all drinking milk, almond milk, from Silk, the company that sells soy milk. Oh my God. And it'd be people in poor health. Look, I could do 500 to 1,000 push-ups a day. Walk 4 or 5 miles a day. You think I need you to tell me what the fuck I should be eating? I done lost 120 pounds. You think I need you to tell me what the fuck I should be? I hope that's vegan ice cream. Well, it ain't. It ain't. Even would y'all say milk got pus in it and all this shit? Holy shit. Now, this is vegan cheese. If it's vegan, it ain't fucking cheese. What the fuck? This is what this shit did to y'all. This is what this shit did to y'all. You're so fucking conscious that now you're stupid. Now you're starting to say stupid shit. This is vegan cheese. If it's vegan, it ain't cheese. It's fucking macaroni with fucking almonds. It's just the truth. What the fuck?
This is vegan cheese. This is vegan chicken. What? What'd you say? You gotta laugh at this shit. Oh, man. This is vegan chicken. Vegan chicken? If it's fucking... If it's vegan, it's not chicken, you fucking dummy. I ain't saying eat KFC every day, Popeyes, or whatever the fuck. But I'm gonna tell you what. I went to Walmart today. And them chicken tenders that they fry in the back, them shits is slapping. And I came home and made me a waffle. I had my own chicken and waffles. Look, and I eat chicken. Tomorrow I'm gonna make me some chili. I got some kidney beans, some sauce, and some ground turkey. And I'm gonna make me some chili. I got some red peppers, green peppers, yellow peppers. A little bit. Of what's the shit? Damn, why did it slip my mind? Curry powder. And I'm making that shit tomorrow. And I eat that shit right in your face. And if you think your frail, skinny, vegan ass could whip my ass, I eat blood. Period. Let me rephrase that. I eat blood, point blank. Because when you say you eat blood, period, it's like, whoa. Doggy is what? Hold on. So listen, this individual called me feminine, but you're trying to ask me how many miles I walk. You should be asking me how long I could
stroke your moms. That's what you should be asking me. Fuck you worry about how far I walk. Doggy is very feminine.
Says the bitch asking me personal questions. I don't know you, nigga. See, this is the thing about me and the internet, right? All due respect. Y'all don't know some of y'all niggas. I don't know you. Fuck you talking to me like you was with me yesterday. Know what I'm saying? Yo, I don't like that. Dudes are really DM me. Yo, what you getting into? What? The fuck is this? Your name would be all of at I can't take it anymore. And you're asking me what I'm doing? Nigga, it sound like you're about to end it all. I don't know you.
I don't fucking know you.
What are we doing? Now, when people hit me and say, yo, I respect what you do, I love what you do, I respond to everybody. But when people start hitting me with that fucking, what's good? I'm like, here we go. Because listen, you're not going to set me up to ask me for a fucking favor. I don't give a fuck how much you tell me how great I am. Yeah, Nigga, what you want? Let's just cut to the chase, all right? Because it's like these dudes with that peace queen trying to peace queen.
They way into some pussy, peace queen. No, you want some pussy. Just say you want some pussy. You ain't got to say peace queen. When I get pussy, I don't say peace queen. That shit's corny. Stop. Trying to peace queen your way into some pussy. Stop trying to salute me, bro, and OG and all this shit. Into me giving you a favor.
Fuck out of here. You think somebody's stupid? You think somebody's fucking dumb? Peace. It'd be peace queen, peace sister almighty, and and then you go from
peace queen. How you doing today, my fine black sister? To I'll eat your ass with honey.
I don't understand y'all. That's what I'm saying. I'm telling y'all. How you go from peace queen to I'll eat your ass with honey? What are we doing? This is what be happening. And then when I deny these struggle rappers, oh man, they be mad. That when you see, listen, when you see them, when you see them thumbs down, that be them niggas. I don't peace queen. I don't got no game. This shit ain't no game. I ain't playing. Right? If I ain't got no attention for you or no purpose for you, as a female, I'm just not even going to talk to you. It's just the truth. Every woman I see is I don't have to sleep with to feel valid as a man. There is no bucket list for women. And I have a lot of beautiful women that follow me. I have a lot of beautiful women who I talk to on Instagram. I have a lot of beautiful women in the chat right now. But I don't feel like I'm valid as a man if I fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? What's the point of that? I don't have enough time to be doing that. And that's why I put up the post I put the other day, like, while y'all smoking, drinking, trying to fuck everything, I be bettering myself and my life. Fuck you mad at me for? Look at what you do when you have time. Look at what you do with your time. I just choose my time to do other things. Fuck you mad at me for? You mad at me because you don't know how to... Listen. Listen. I choose and spend my time wisely. And my time is... What is the key word in that passage? My time. My time. Not, yo, I got this shorty. I'm telling you, Nick, listen. One time I'm going to be live. I don't like to take people without them knowing, but let the homies, right? Let a homie hit me right now. Say, what you doing? Ain't shit, I'm live. Are they going to hang up? So let the homie hit me later. Yo, what you doing? I ain't doing shit. What's good? Yo, pop out. So those words always is intriguing to me. Pop out. Pop out and do what? Okay. So let's see. Let's analyze this in my head. Do I got to bring my gun? Yes or no, I'm bringing it anyway. Is it going to be a sausage party there? Nah, I ain't fucking with that because I'm going to have to use the gun. Is it going to be opportunity? Is it going to be somebody that I need to see, need to build with? Somebody I've been trying to, you know, get up on and build with, but they're there? That might be a good enough reason. So who all going to be there? Yo, I don't know, but it's mad bitches here.
Bitches? Bitches? Okay, so let me get this straight. I'm supposed to take another shower, get dressed for bitches? It's 2021. It's 2021. Bitches. Are you fucking serious? Click.
So now look, right? Even with females be like,
when we going chill? Chill? Fucking chilling right now. Fuck we supposed to be?
Chill? Chill and do what? Man, you taking up my time. Yo, what I say the other day on my chat, he's in here. So this how you know how real it is, right? The other day in my chat, I said, none of these conscious niggas is allowed to call my phone. Didn't I say that? Who didn't I say the only person that could call me is Captain Tazaria? Did I not say that? Let that man know. The only person, he's not even a part of the conscious community because he's a Hebrew, but I'm just saying. I know he's not going to take me. Didn't I not say Captain Tazaria is the only one that could call my phone and I pick up? The other niggas is in trouble. Niggas fucked it up for y'all. Niggas fucked it up. I'm telling you. Niggas fucked it up. But yo, it's like it's 2021. When we gonna chill? Chill and do what? I'm trying to make $20,000 to $30,000 a month. Now, Nah, I don't want to be disrespectful, but not unless you're going to take... Nah, I ain't even going to do that. I got work to do. I got live streams to do. I got editing to do. I got interviews to do. I'm a content creator. I don't know. I'm not no YouTuber. I am a content creator, period. Oh, and another thing, could I address while I'm here? Sometimes I take pictures. Now, what the fuck are you supposed to do with your hands in pictures? Just really think about that. Like, you take a picture, right? Now, when you was little, they made you fold your hands on the fucking desk, looking like a straight-up simp. But you did it. So sometimes I take pictures and I have my hands like this because I don't know what the fuck to do. So people are asking me, what are you doing with your hands? Is that some type of symbolism? This is what this shit did to y'all, man. Y'all be listening to these smart, dumbass niggas. So now you, what are you supposed to do with your hands when you take a fucking picture? Put them in your pocket? Am I supposed to hold my belt? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? So everything you do, you're a part of something. That's what this shit did to y'all. This is what this shit did to y'all. This shit is crazy. Like, oh, you're a part of this. Huh? I don't know what the fuck to do with my hands. I mean, I used to always stick up the middle finger. I'm going to be real, but I'm grown. So I can't be sticking up my fucking middle finger anymore. But even my younger pictures, I used to be like this. But it's like, no matter what you do, you know, I like to hold my hands like this. Just hold them together. Oh, look what he's doing. I've had DMs. Are you a part of some type of fraternal order? Now, let me get this straight. If I was a part of some type of fraternal order, which I'm not, let's go on the record, I'm not a part of shit. People ask me, what's your sign? Nigga. All right? That's my sign. Because when you go through that whole zodiac, I don't give a fuck if a nigga's an Aries, a Capricorn, it's a piece of shit throughout that whole chart. It's a liar, a thief, a piece of shit. That, them signs don't mean characteristics. It's a piece of shit throughout that whole shit. I know some Sagittariuses, that's pieces of shit. Some Scorpios, that's pieces of shit. So one thing we like to do, right? Is what we like to do. Soon as you start talking, what's the first thing women ask you? What's your sign? Here the fuck we go. Here we go. So you think my sign has anything to do with my personality and character, you're fucking dumb. Because throughout the whole chart, it's a fuckboy. And a piece of shit. I don't do that chakra shit. I don't do that kundalini shit. I don't do none of that shit. I don't believe in none of that shit. I don't even know if I believe, I don't even believe in karma no more. I used to believe in karma. I do know I'm undefeated, though. I'm going to tell you how. I'll tell you in a minute. I don't even believe in karma no more. You know why I don't believe in karma? Because where's the karma for white people? Where's their karma? Karma is only reserved for us. We the only ones who get that's gonna get karma. Where the fuck is their karma? They do some fucked up shit. Where's their karma? We still waiting. So I don't believe in karma. But now look. So I'm a Pisces, right? Whatever that means. The energy is so negative. Where's Kareem at? Oh, hold on. Who said that? Hold on. So negative and hypocritical. I'm out. Where's Kareem? Oh, well, Kareem has a channel. But Cheryl Glover, you're definitely out because I just blocked your rabbit ass. So you ain't got to worry about it no more. And the energy is not negative. I think I'm laughing. I'm having a good time. I broke a sweat. What are you talking about?
Cheryl, but carry your ass though. But I'm a Pisces, right? Guess that's a water sign, whatever. So you trying to tell me that O'Neal, that's a Pisces, that's born the same day, same year, same time, we got something in common? You trying to tell me that O'Neal, that eat chewing tobacco, don't like black people, got kids with his cousin, we got something in common?
I rest my case.
On that note, karma is not real. There's no such thing as karma. The universe is the universe. The universe is perfect. We fuck it up. That's why when people start talking this number shit, and look how the numbers align. Well, it's called mathematics. It's called science. You think that people are making the fucking numbers match? That's not how the world, that's not how the universe works. Seriously. Everything ain't that deep. Everything ain't that fucking deep. Y'all, some of y'all smoke that damn weed. Sometimes y'all smoke that weed and you try to get all fucking philosophical and you sound like Oswald Bates or that smart ass gremlin. And I'd be like,
the fuck are you talking about?
But on that note, I gotta go. My niece asked me for some waffles. So I have to go make her some waffles. The babies come first. It's all about your family. It's all about taking care of your family. Nothing else matters but your family. The most important thing is your family. And the most important thing is the family that's right in your home. Not the family that's down the block. Not the family that call you sometime. The family that's right in your home. You make sure everybody in your house is okay. The most important thing is your family. I don't play when it comes to family. Straight up and down. I don't even play when it comes to family. Anything them babies ask me for, they get it. I don't say no. I don't say no to nothing. They're babies, and they get everything. I was walking out the house the other day, and I said, what do you want from the store? She said, I want a dollhouse. That's different. Come right back with a dollhouse. Because let me explain something to you. The laughter from children, the smiles from children, the hugs from children, the need of you from children is the cure for depression. Trust me. If you're depressed and you realize somebody needs you more than you need yourself and they didn't ask to be here, you snap right out of that shit. Trust me. So I said some profound shit. So before Kareem Biggs Burke steal it, because he be swagger jacking people's statements. He be just stealing people's statements. The shit don't be his thoughts. I said on Twitter today, at Doggy Diamonds. DoggyDiamonds. At Doggy Diamonds. A thinking man is a danger to the world. An overthinking man is a danger to himself.
All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. This.